But first, the embattled National Australia Bank has named its new chief executive. Former Royal Bank of Scotland boss Ross McEwan has the big job of trying to turn around the NAB after it was slammed by the Banking Royal Commission for potential criminal misconduct. Mr. McEwan replaces Andrew Thorburn, who was forced to resign in February in response to the damning findings of the Royal Commission's final report. I'm joined now by the ABC's senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan. Peter, how significant is this appointment and what do we know about Ross McEwan?
Well, Sally, this is a very big day for the NAB. Finally, some certainty about a new chief executive and, importantly, new leadership at the top, especially important after Andrew Thorburn and NAB chairman Dr. Ken Henry were forced to resign on the same day back in February after the Royal Commission's scathing findings. Ross McEwan is highly regarded. He's a former head of retail banking at the Commonwealth Bank, pipped at the post for the CEO role there by Ian Narev, who later retired scarred at the height of scandals. Mr. McEwan left to become chief executive of the Royal Bank of Scotland and had to rebuild it after the global financial crisis. It, of course, was bailed out and is now a majority owned by the British government. But clearly, Ross McEwan's biggest challenge is to rebuild the NAB's reputation, given the potential for criminal prosecution stemming from last year's Banking Royal Commission. But Mr. McEwan told reporters that he doesn't think the NAB is a poison chalice.
It's not one thing. There's no silver bullet in repairing the reputation of a bank, and it does take a long time to repair reputations of an institution such as this or any other financial institution. You know, through the Royal Commission, many financial institutions, including NAB, had some damage done to their reputation. We need to repair that. We need customers trusting us to look after their interest. But I don't think it's not a poison chalice at all.
Mr. McEwan, just going back to your time at the CBA, and you would have heard from the Royal Commission Ian Narev's comment to Matt Comyn about getting rid of junk insurance and the, quote, temper your sense of justice. So when you were at the CBA, just how hard did you push back on the selling of junk insurance?
I take those as incredibly good learning experiences, because I was there when we did have some difficulties around some of the financial investment advice that was given, mainly around the lending to people. And from that, you know, we did a lot of work to actually put customers right. It wasn't a good time from a banking perspective, but I learned a huge amount from that.
That's the incoming National Australia Bank Chief Executive, Ross McEwan, speaking in Melbourne this morning. Peter, Mr. McEwan would have been watching the Royal Commission very closely given his previous role at the CBA. Do the investors think he's the right man for this new job?
Well, so far, people seem pretty impressed. And Ross McEwan's appointment has been widely welcomed by a couple of analysts I've talked to. Shore & Partners banking analyst Brett Lemessurier says he's the right banker at the right time with a very strong banking pedigree.
I think Ross's appointment is a very good one. Ross is a very capable executive. He has done well in Australia and New Zealand previously and obviously had a big challenge when he went to the UK. And being the new CEO of NAB, he'll face many challenges.
And one of the biggest challenges is the fallout from the Banking Royal Commission, particularly given that ASIC is looking at potential criminal misconduct and referrals to prosecutors.
Yes, that's right. Ross is a highly ethical and very diligent character. When they come out the other side, it should be a much better organisation, greater focus on governance, greater focus on accountability, and they should have a more efficient organisation.
That's Shore & Partners banking analyst Brett Lemessurier there speaking with Peter Ryan. Peter, how in the short term, what's been the reaction from NAB investments investors to Ross McEwan's appointment to the top job?
Well, Sally, NAB shares jumped by just over 2% when the market opened earlier this morning. Investors, of course, have been looking for certainty after shares were hit hard during last year's Royal Commission. So the appointment of a highly regarded banker like Ross McEwan is critical in guiding the NAB through that Royal Commission fallout, but also the NAB's digital transformation program, which was initiated by his successor, Andrew Thorburn. And all of this is critical given the reputational damage and the rise of digital banks that have threatened to steal the traditional bread and butter of the big four institutions, including the NAB.
Peter Ryan, thank you very much. That's the ABC's senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan.